Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie, or Pretty Little Princess. We've been talking about Mayor Bloomberg and his crimes committed against we the people again. And he's at it again, friends. But Steph, you said you wanted to interject some thoughts.
Yeah, I do have some thoughts. I thought it was a very, very
good... That is a great insight, and I really appreciate
that. Okay, well,
so...
I wasn't finished with my thought. Okay. Let me interject just a few more words and very, very... Well, you know, I thought it was a very, very good column that you wrote. One of the ones I've really appreciated lately, and I like it because there's some great points in it. You know, first of all, you're talking about, you know, joining together with the Million Mom March and these mothers and so on. And, you know, a lot of these women are well-intended women. A lot of these kind of situations where you have mothers against drunk driving and so on, they're birthed because you've had tragedies happen.
Yep.
And
yep.
these mothers want to
capitalize on that.
The
yep.
mothers sincerely want to protect children. They want to protect blah, blah. But they're joined together with these corrupt politicians who that's not their aim. What I notice is they always point out and say, well, we just want to keep the guns away from the minors, the criminals, the mentally ill. Well, you have to look behind that mask and say, okay, as you mentioned, who are the mentally ill? It's anyone that they don't like or that goes against what they're trying to promulgate and promote. Yeah. And they can label you as mentally ill, whoever they want to. You know, we're seeing that all
you
over
know,
the board.
Interject a thought really quick. It's interesting how many of them tragedies didn't have to take place had somebody been armed in those particular situations.
Exactly. That goes to another one of my points. Well, what these moms don't realize or maybe quite understand is that in cities where people are actually required to every household who are law-abiding citizens
Kennesaw,
to own a
Georgia.
Gun. That's what I was going to say.
Yep.
In Kennesaw, Georgia, for example, all their citizenry that are law-abiding are required to have a firearm in their house. They had zero crime except for one outside source who came out of their...
12 years.
In 12 years that wasn't familiar with the laws that everyone was armed. So when you look at that and you say, listen, where guns are present with law-abiding citizens, you don't have crime. It deteriorates crime. You know, we talk
remember
about...
Million Mom March? Remember it was Rosie O'Donnell that got up there and talking about how there was blood money involved with the NRA. So on and so forth. In other words, if you own a gun, you know, it's blood money that's actually promoting and helping you sustain your position for the right to bear arms, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. It's interesting that Rosie O'Donnell was busted because someone did their due diligence on Rosie O'Donnell, and they found out that her bodyguard during that time was going to the state in her local area asking for a permit to have a gun so they could protect Rosie and hers. Now, it's interesting, after Columbine, do you remember that? 13 people were shot and killed by some students that day, and I'm sure they had a little help. You can do your homework on that as well. But interestingly enough, someone caught on to Rosie O'Donnell because she said right after Columbine in 1999, she said it was April 20th, 1999, she said that anybody that owns a gun belongs in jail.
Yeah.
See, now we found out that she had her bodyguard get a permit to get a gun to protect her and her own. See, friends, the message is we peasants, we can't protect ourselves, but they, them demigods, they can. Now, one guy caught on to it and he put on his tire wheel. He said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. I have to agree.
You know, and that brings up the 2 points, too, as well as when you're talking about that, you know, first of all, blaming, you know, guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. It's just like with anything, you can misuse something. You can look at fire, for example. Fire can be very warming. Fire can be very good.
Yeah.
But abused... It can be devastating.
Always.
It goes to... You
when a crime is committed, you don't throw... Let's say a gun crime is committed. You don't take the gun and throw it into the cell. No, you throw the individual that made the choice to use the gun to commit the crime into the jail cell.
Yeah, exactly.
And if people would just simply think that through right there, because the act is not a part of the act, or you don't blame the gun no more, and you blame a spoon for someone getting killed.
Yeah, and what's interesting to know is the double standard, too, as well, is because these politicians, they say, well, we don't want you guys to have guns, but then, of course, when you look at them and their protection of their families,
of
I remember seeing a picture.
It's always the case.
A picture on Facebook of Barack Obama and, of course, his wife, you know, doing the parade, and they had all these arrows, like, you know, 10 different arrows, gun, 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 all for their protection. So like you said, the message is, well, we can protect us and our family, but you know what? You peasants, you guys just can't handle that protection. Of course, we always have to know that because we are armed, that's what makes us not become a victim. Because we are armed, it keeps our government in check. You don't have the right to bear arms so you can just go and kill Bambi. You have the right to bear arms to protect yourself in case your government goes bad and keep them in check.
Just think if our forefathers were not an armed people to resist a tyrant named King George.
What could they have done? Nothing.
We wouldn't be here.
And, you know, interesting.
There's the lesson right there.
You know, and interesting to note, too, when you're talking about rebels, they brand us, you know, rebels and racists and all these different names
rebels.
They can think of. You got to think of where is the source coming from. So, of course, to King George, you know, they were rebels. Our founding forefathers were rebels back. They were ill-designed men, okay?
Dangerous in designing.
Ill-designing men, exactly. So when you go and you say, listen, well, who is the one that's calling me a rebel? If I'm rebelling against your unlawfulness, I'm really right. Like,
oh. It's like the Pharisees calling Jesus Beelzebub.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And resistance.
It's like the frog calling the prince ugly in a lot of ways is really what it comes
exactly.
down to.
Exactly. It's hypocrisy to the max. But of course, we all know that resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. We need to stand and make sure we're staying on principles and point out the hypocrisy that we're seeing clearly as you're laying out in this article.
Who does this guy think he's kidding, talking about former Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his little alliance with criminal mayors? And friends, he said just recently, just a couple days ago, it isn't gun control, said Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
It was none other than the notorious mass murderer Adolf Hitler who said, it is not the truth that matters, but the victory. This, of course, was prior to Adolf Hitler killing 6 million of his own people that stood as his political opposition in Germany while there was a populace of 80 million people, and before murdering 6 million of those whom he didn't feel had the right to live, namely Jews, gypsies, so on and so forth. See, friends, the battle for gun control laws attempts to set emotion, that's why they use the moms, and passion against logic and reason. That's why you need to be principled people. Because history shows that when these two contest against one another, that is why they again are using mommies, friends. Logic often loses because you're moved by your emotions. So as long as the American people accept the rhetoric of the Bloombergs of the world, you can expect more meaningless and harmful gun legislation until at length, America, you are disarmed. But on the other hand, as a positive, you can deal lawfully with these corrupt individuals because corruption in some people is often not the kind that you can remove. It is the type that you have to stop. And folks, this is a prime example of those who need to be stopped. Because if he's not, you only encourage tyranny by allowing him to continue on in his crimes towards we, the people.
And what's so obvious is when you look at all these tyrants, all these dictators, you know, and you look at Mao Zedong, you look at all of them, you go down the list, Mussolini, what do they want to do? They wanted to disarm the people because they wanted to round up and do what? Get away with those people that were their oppositions. So history can teach us very valuable lessons. The problem is
of course,
we're not learning from history. I remember opening up a book once, and the front cover said,
I am.
What man has learned from history? You open it up, the pages are all blank. We need to not let history repeat itself by saying, let's be wise about this, use our brains, and logically, why would your government want to disarm you?
Well, there's only one reason,
exactly.
Folks, because they want to enslave you. 1-866-233-0747. What are your thoughts? 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about? Have you ever noticed, surely you must have, hypocrites like people just like themselves? They would rather have someone that they like lie to them than have someone that they don't like tell them the truth. I don't want people to listen to this show because we compromise, but rather listen to us because we don't compromise. I don't want to be the one that said, I told you so, with bad results at its end. I want to be the one that said, I stopped it before something bad happened. Prevention is better than cure. Buy the truth and sell it not.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Chase, how do people get live streams so they can see us act the way that we act?
See the dancing?
Well, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, you get to see all the action. We're working on getting a second camera. I'm doing some research over here where we can get that second camera.
So what do you think is going to happen between now and then?
Our ratings are going to skyrocket. That's what you're Chase. Supposed to say, Chase.
What do you think is going to happen with Stephanie between now and then to get that camera? Should we go back to James Madison?
Well, James Madison was very skinny, so I am following that lead. Definitely under 100 pounds. That's me.
What do we have online right now?
Oh, we have an off-topic caller.
What's the call? Okay. All right. We're good. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. What are your thoughts concerning about what's going on in your country? Do your best to stay topic. But if you can't, we're good at that right now as well. Before we change topic. Got it?
Cool. Absolutely. Okay. And I think there's just so much to note about it. And you have to go back and say, listen, there's only one reason why if I'm a good leader and I've got my citizenry, and especially if I tell my citizenry that they're under a continual threat of terrorists or attacking or whatever, I would say, you know what? I want to arm all my good guys to make sure that we're safe, to make sure that we're exactly where we should be and go from there. I wouldn't want to say, hey, listen, we've been told for how many years now that we're under a terrorist threat and a terrorist attack.
And then it's all being turned on the American people.
In the process of all this, and you've been pushing this down our throats, push and shove, and now you're telling us, we want to disarm you, by the way, along with it. So we got to keep in mind, we got to use our heads, follow the example of our founding forefathers. We definitely have a well-regulated militia and the right to bear arms
for a reason. And there's a poipus for that. There's a real poipus for that.
For a reason, as we're seeing here recently, even too, in the United States, but you have to go back and say, listen, let's learn from history.
You tell us.
We need to hold on to those arms, because like I said, it is to protect us and our families, and also keep our government in check. When the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people feel the government, you have tyranny. And that's what we're seeing here today.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we got to keep in mind, too, Mao Zedong said in November 6, 1938, he said, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Did you hear what I said? All political party comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. But here we are again. And when we begin to look at the methodology and the ideologies and the steps in which they take to disarm the masses, here, I'll give you a couple, as a matter of fact. I'll parallel history for you. Let's go over to mass murderer Adolf Hitler at a dinner talk on April 11th, 1942. He said the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. He goes on, history shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by so doing. In other words, governments allowing its subjects, as Hitler's calling them, to actually possess and to have the right to bear arms. He goes on, indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is the sine qua non for the overthrow of any sovereignty. In other words, he's saying that I am God, they cannot rule over us. So let's not have any native militia or native police, saith Adolf Hitler. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility of the maintenance of the law and order throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. Now, friends, I'm just curious. Why is it that we're not hearing this on mainstream radio or mainstream television? How come we're not hearing this come out of the mouths of politicians that mean to serve we the people? Why is it that when we study the past, we can clearly see it exposes exactly what's going on in America today? Let's go over to Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953. Listen to what he said. He said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. He said, if it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. Now, when he said we, did that include himself?
Mm-hmm.
For all of you little minions that are, well, you're playing subject to these demigods, or so you think, or so they think, just putting them into check, by the way. Did he say we shall disarm them? Because I'm curious, did Joseph Stalin actually partake in the disarming of the millions of people that he slaughtered, namely in his own country? Of course not. When we go back to the Adolf Hitlers of the world, that dictator, now friends, how many people did he actually shoot? He had deceived the people into believing what he had to say. And why is that? The question I would propose is, how did he do that? He got their eyes off of what that which mattered. And what was that? History.
Mm-hmm.
The facts. Law. See, because when he got into power, the first thing he did was overthrew law, killed off his political opposition. Hello? Hello, friends? You think they're not taking another stab at it? No pun intended. Kill list? NSA? You think they're not doing that? DHS? Come on, friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not painting myself into a corner, but let me say it this way. The American people are if they tolerate this.
And, you know, if you think about it, too, I was just thinking.
TSA?
Exactly. You know, you think you'd have to be pretty trusting to just say, listen, I'm just going to lay down my arms. And when you look at the fruit, because Jesus said, you know, men by their fruits of our government, for the most part, what have we seen? We have been lied to over and over and time again. Benghazi, you go through.
How many lies does the man need to tell before people wake up to it, right?
Intelligently and even just plain old common sense would make you say, listen, my government, the same government that lies to me, that tells me, you know, about what happened with Benghazi, about spying, about all these different things that are immoral, that are corrupt, are asking me to give them my means of protection and to trust them.
That's a misrepresentation of what government is supposed to be.
And absolutely, yes. It's a misrepresentation, but any kind of knowledgeable person would say, listen, there's no way I'm going to do that. I'd have to be trusting you first and foremost, and just by their fruits, they have seen and shown time and time again to us that they are not trustworthy. So we need to think about this. It's so common. I think some of this stuff is so common sense, it's just too much for some people. See, Bradley's making faces
right
now.
No, I'm actually trying to get one of our producers to smile right now, but we're going to take John from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. Tomorrow's Resurrection Day, so I'm trying to focus on that. But to answer your question about what's country most in my eyes, it's the Christians in this country, or the people that call themselves Christians, are too self-absorbed and have gotten away from the Lord and doing what the Lord would have them do, and same with the pastors.
Did you see John, can I interject something real quick? Did you see the new book coming out from a Christian publisher? Publisher, actually saying that homosexuality is not a sin?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, see, this is the problem. You get away from the Word of God, And once you get away from that word, then you become corrupt. And what happens is we wonder what the problem is when, in fact, everything is right in front of our face as to what the problem is. It's what we in America tolerate through apathy. But go for it, John.
Yeah, apathy is the absolute correct word for it. And I forgot right now, I can't, it's on tip of my tongue here, but there's the steps to tyranny. And one of those, and I think it might be one of the last, is apathy on the part of the citizenry. And
are you talking about the Orwellian? Or
the Old Testament does call for homosexuality a sin, and back in those days they were actually taken outside the city gates and stoned for that behavior.
Isn't that crazy? Yep. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. It's all over the place. A little common sense comes into the equation here.
Yeah, and I think you're right when you're talking about, you know, as far as the professed Christians and the professed church and pastors, you know, John Adams said that the church is the moral compass of society. So as goes the quote-unquote church, so goes the world. And we have failed the professed Christians, let me say that, to be the salt and light that they are supposed to be. And that's why we find so much darkness in this world, because we're not seeing the pulpits ablaze with righteousness, aflame with the law of God to bring judgment and mercy and faith in the way of salvation. And that's what we are lacking, is because the spiritual leadership in America
is
lacking. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, John, on a firsthand, actually through testimony, through experience, I can tell you that. I mean, the leadership across this country when it comes to our spiritual leaders, I'm not saying it to, again, put my light to make it a little bit brighter than theirs. I'm not saying that at all. But when I get near these people, I can understand exactly why we are where we're at today. There's about a handful of them that I really respect because they're really doing this stuff. And by the way, those men that I respect, guess what? They're in trouble for doing the right thing on a continuous basis. Now, I do have a question for you, Mr. John, from California. Real quick. Now, are you talking about Orwellian quote or a method that Orwellian actually brought forth? Or are you talking about the Communist Manifesto? Where exactly did you get that information from? Steps to tyranny.
Oh, my word. It's got to be, it's either from the Manifesto or maybe even the Founding Fathers.
Okay, gotcha. Well, yep, you know what? Again, history is
so
repeating
true.
Itself. Yep,
apathy.
It is. Thank you for your call, John. We appreciate it. One more question. What's the temperature there right now?
Temperature in California is about 69 degrees, and I love that book you're reading on you.
Oh, amen. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you
again for your call.
Happy Resurrection Day to you.
Amen. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thanks for the call from California, Mr. John, man, out there in 69 degrees. Well, it's about 57, 60 here right now in Minnesota.
But we got snow on the ground. I don't think
But we do have
California.
A tour coming up, so that's a good thing.
Very good.
We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, folks, lines are wide open, 1-866-233-0747. Love when you guys call in because you make the show. Right after we got the phone call from John in California just a couple minutes ago, he just took me off on another topic that's important to highlight. That's why it's so important to make it your show here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. He was talking about the problem in America. The professed Christians are self-absorbed. Now, that's interesting because the first thing Jesus said was to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And it was Paul that said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. And it was Paul that said in Galatians 2:21 that I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Why? Because I've been crucified to the world and the world crucified to me. Number one, I've been baptized with Jesus Christ and I live by the power of God. Because again, scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 13 that we live by the power of God. And I add unto salvation. Why? Because we've been crucified through weakness. Again, speaking of what John from California just said, Christians are self-absorbed. They're not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity because there is no power. They remain in their sins. Therefore, they're dead in their sins. 1 Corinthians 15. Because again, scripture says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And then when you go to Galatians 5, he said, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. One more. If you go over to Romans 8, this is all in memory, friends, because this is my study materials. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. And then when you go in Romans 8, just down just a little tiny bit, you'll see that if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. In other words, I'm not living unto my will of the flesh. I'm living unto the will of the Father because I'm born of the Spirit of the Father in Jesus Christ. And then he said, we have mortified the deeds of the flesh by the Spirit, As many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. See, friends, and when you read 1 John 2, you'll talk about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the love of the world, the pride of life. It's not of the Father. It's a spirit of Antichrist. In other words, they deny the power of the cross because they don't obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us.
Absolutely.
Line upon line, precept upon precept.
I love it.
I do too. Now, one of the things John brought up as well, and I thought it was a great point, was the Communist Manifesto, which represents a misguided philosophy, which teaches the citizens to give up their rights. This is exactly what you're seeing through this administration for the sake of the, listen carefully, friends, the common good. Okay? But notice, just like the UN, they have a handgun, a pistol, right out in front of their building in New York, and it's got the nozzle of the gun tied in a knot in the front. But when you go into the United Nations building in New York, they have armed guards. I just don't, you see how that works, friends?
A little bit of hypocrisy there.
But here we go again, friends. They want to have you give up your rights for the sake of the common good, but it always ends up in a, guess what? A police state. Now, folks, this is called preventive justice. Control is the key. Listen carefully, friends. Abolition of private property. This is a Communist Manifesto. Heavy progressive income tax. Communist Manifesto. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. It all belongs to the government, friends. This is the Communist Manifesto. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Those that don't agree with the ideologies of criminal government. In government. Communist Manifesto, a central bank. Hello. Communist Manifesto, government control of communications and transportation. Huh. Wow. Government control of labor, talking about the Communist Manifesto. Corporate farms. Why are farmers under attack in America? Regional planning. Wow. Government control of education.
Yeah.
See, in this country, there's no excuse for any of it.
No, absolutely not.
And it's
not
here because the American people, I love you enough to tell you, it's here because you've tolerated it.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting to note, too, is the fact that we're seeing the same signs. Obviously, we're talking about how history repeats itself unless you...
We're seeing the fruit on that nasty tree.
Exactly. And case in point, I remember we were...
We need to lay the axe to the root of it.
That's right. There was a true story about the Danish people during Hitler's era and what the Danish people did to protect the Jews, how they smuggled the Jews out of their country and protected them from the Nazis and from Hitler's regime. And in this one particular spot, telling this true story, that we were watching our 10-year-old son, one boy was put aside and his bag, the Nazi, you know, officer went through his bag. And our 10-year-old son said, that's just like the TSA.
That's right.
So here's a childlike perception and understanding and saying, wait a second, I'm recognizing that the same kind of thing that I see going on in this show that we're watching about this true story about the Danish people who are protecting the Jews in their country, I'm noticing that the Nazis are going through the bags of the people just like I'm seeing when I go to the airport with the TSA.
Yeah.
Now, a 10-year-old's understanding is making the correlation, but yet we've got these so intelligent adults that profess themselves to be wise and are foolish, who say, well, no, it'll never happen here. And we just, you know, we got to just put those things. This is America, for crying out loud. Yeah, it is America. But America is not impervious to everything. Our liberty is only there when we fight to maintain it and fight to keep it lawfully.
Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. It states.
That's right.
In Washington, D.C., right on the front of the building. I believe it's the Library of Congress or is it the Building of Archives?
Well, actually, not. I want to say the Building of Archives.
And then if you go on the other side, it says study the past.
But
this is what our forefathers told us.
Any building you go into in
it's
Washington,
all there.
It's all there.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
On the
that's why they're
walls.
Slowly changing things there, too. Again,
that's
friends.
Right.
Let me expose the TSA, for example. You were just talking about it. The right of the people, Article 4, Bill of Rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against all unreasonable searches and seizures. Friends, do you realize that when you go through the airport, the TSA is there, do you realize, first of all, you should see the crimes that are committed by these people. Number one, it's a violation of Article 4, the Bill of Rights. Number two, and number three, did you also know that?
Did I know that?
No, I'm just hanging on a second. Hello? Okay. No, we're good. Folks, I'm sorry. I just got thrown off a little bit here. Let me go back to my point. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against all unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. This is what my point was. Do you realize that, America, your government is accusing you of being a terrorist when you go through the TSA?
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that? But on the borders, southern end, hey, folks, no problem. If you're illegal, come on in. Matter of fact, even if you're a criminal, an illegal alien from another country, and you're a criminal, I'll tell you what, this president will just release 68,000 of them on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
But again, here we are, friends. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible. I get frustrated by what people tolerate more than I do anything else.
Yeah, and even going back to the TSA, if you look at, you know, people being patted down and so on and so forth, if you would do that anyplace else, that would be considered sexual
crime.
Harassment.
Same thing with a health class
exactly.
And a teacher in a health class in public schools today.
And when you do that and you say, listen, if I did this anywhere else, they would say, listen, there's something wrong with you. Obviously so. But yet we can go through the airport and we can see this constantly happening and say, oh, we're okay with that. You know, it's for our security. It's for our safety. No. You take that situation anyplace else, the person who would be feeling you down, such as the TSA and patting you down,
yeah.
They would be subject
pretty
to
weird.
Crime. Absolutely.
Pretty weird.
Very
even some
weird.
Of the way these people are patted down is so offensive to me. I'm boiling inside saying, lady, you have got to be kidding that you're okay that lady is touching you like that. Look at these people. Do they look like they're normal to you?
Yeah, very offensive. And
totally
of course,
offensive.
And of course, you know, they keep you on the alert and it's oh, you know, the terror alert today is orange and blah blah blah. Listen, ultimately our freedom is our own responsibility.
The purpose of the gauge is to keep fear instilled in the American people, to let the government continuously push aside our rights on a daily basis. That's all. Hey, by the way, I didn't say that. Mr. McDermott, the congressman, Jim McDermott said that the fear gauge, it's only used to control the people because you can get people to do whatever you want with them. And I'll tell you what, if you just need another attack, just go ahead and incur it. And then once it takes place, blame somebody else for it. I'm not saying any names, Boston Bomber. I mean, should we go there?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it is getting weird. And why is it that the people don't think these things through?
I know, and they're so
simple. They just hope it goes
see.
Away or something. It's the only thing going away is your freedoms, friends.
That's right, and it's common sense. And we have to learn from those who went before us, such as our founding forefathers, such as Benjamin Franklin, who said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And Thomas Jefferson, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery.
Yeah, he said in another quote that he loved the tumultuousness of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he also said, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms.
Yeah, okay. Different topic, folks. Modern day, we're going to take this call in just a minute. Tell him to hold on over to the next break. But the modern day Communist Manifesto, corrupt the young, get them away from Christ. Break down moral virtues, hello, encourage civil disorders, a soft attitude towards crime, divide the people into hostile groups, race, religion, so on and so forth. This explains what the news media is being used for. Get the people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sex, entertainment. Again, it shows you what the media is being used for. Diversion, diversion, diversion. Get control of all media. By the way, I have to say this. Let no man say when he's tempted that he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man, but every man is drawn away of his own lust. Don't tell me the devil made you do it. You did it, because scripture tells us when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what?
Death.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Get control of all media. Six corporations own the media in the United States. Destroy people's faith in their leaders. This explains gossip, newspapers, columns, degrading our godly leaders, the good leaders, friends. The good leaders in your country are the ones that are under attack for the right reasons. And finally, cause the registration of all firearms, as you were just highlighting, mm-hmm. Eventually confiscate. This explains the media downplay of gun ownership, friends. All right. Friends, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. That's why we talk about religion and morality, the essential pillars of civil society, said George Washington. Know them, know them, know them, know them, know them. Right after this break, we're going to take some more phone calls. Love it when you call in. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Quick update, my friend from Freedom Outpost just actually sent this over to me. And friends, what they're doing is there are those that are seeking, a patriot group seeks Trey Gowdy as chief counsel to prosecute corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C. area. Check it out on Freedom Outpost. Just posted it on Bradley Dean on Facebook and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Interestingly enough as well, friends, I wanted to just highlight this really quick before we take this phone call. But we know that I just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean, double E, on both Facebook pages, a picture of a political terrorist, and it's a picture of Harry Reid, the unlawful use of force or violence against persons or property in order to coerce or intimidate the civil or the civilian population. I said, what are your thoughts? I've got over 200 responses. Uh-huh. And it's interesting, friends, for those that didn't know, Mr. Harry Reid is making deals with foreign enemies while he's calling American citizens political terrorists. Namely, the Chinese that are buying up the land out there. So if you want to go ahead and post your thought, do go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you want to check out that article, Patriot Group Seeks Trey Gowdy as Chief Counsel to Prosecute Corrupt Politicians in D.C., check that out on Freedom Outpost as well. Still have to do a little homework on the guy, like what I see, but I want to know if he's the real deal.
That's right.
Got to check him through and through, friends, and make sure you vet properly that they're going to do what they're put there to do.
That's right. And definitely want to like us on Facebook, because there's so many good gold nuggets that go out on a daily basis. You see what we're doing, where we're going, Bradley's articles. You see us out and about turning talk radio into do radio. Gold nuggets of truth. It's a great way to stay updated with good gold nuggets of truth and to stay informed. Now, I want to read this quote before we get to this call. Richard from Michigan. We were talking about, you know, your freedom and how we have to fight to preserve it. Samuel Adams said this: if you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. That's a man who knew where he was going, and he understood what he was fighting for. And that's exactly what we have to get back to in America today, is the same mentality of our founding forefathers.
We got Richard calling from Upper Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. How are you, sir?
Hi, Richard.
How's it going with you guys today?
Good.
Fantastic. I got one quote for you before I go on. When we get piled upon one another in cities, as in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Thomas Jefferson as Secretary of State first Secretary of State for George Washington.
And it was Thomas Jefferson, I believe, that said the difference between European form of government and our form of government was the difference between heaven and hell as well.
That's right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that if we have a democratic form of government, which will cease to exist, and our republic will go away when we're willing to take from those who are willing to work and give to those
who
will not.
That's right.
Good.
And right now, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, I don't know if you know where we're at.
You're in the state of Michigan, right? I'm being funny. I'm sorry. Doing it again.
Cross the Mackinac Bridge to get here. And then we're hooked to Wisconsin and Minnesota on the other end.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Pretty desolate. And we've had last year one section of property. The federal government with the Army Corps of Engineers went up in this one section of property, and there are three camps built. I would say would hold 25,000 people apiece.
Okay.
With railroad tracks going through them,
mm-hmm.
which is NCR, Northern Canadian Rail,
yep.
of course. And all the rest of the private property that was left in this section, this is up where the Two Hearted River was, Hemingway's place, and there was only a few other small private pieces of property left because people kept them in their family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all happened to get struck by lightning last year, and then were bought out by eminent domain.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is unlawful.
And so now, like I said, 22 to 23% of the UP is private now. That's it.
Yeah, I didn't know the state owned property. We see that in the state of Minnesota too, and I'm just trying to figure out who they would title that to.
That would be a
point with the question mark.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, of course, and you see on the state property, of course, there's no trespassing and all those signs that say don't come over here. But of course, when you want to protect your own property, you do something on your own property. Oh, we have to get permission from us to be able to do anything with your own property. So there's so many different things and ways to go. And when you look around and you see what's going on, it's so easy to get discouraged and so easy to say, oh, what's the hope? But our hope is found in Jesus Christ.
And
we know that if God be for us, who could be against us? And a good thing that our founding forefathers didn't say, listen, we're outnumbered. They're too strong for us. The British, there's no way we're going to win. There's a tyrant, King George. What did they do? They fought, they bled, they died, they sacrificed to give us their posterity, the freedom that we now so blessedly enjoy because of the fact that they gave it to us at such a high cost of freedom. We want to make sure that we do our part to preserve it for our posterity too as well. So we have a job that needs to be done, and we thank you, Richard, for your phone call.
Yeah, I want to encourage Richard.
One more thing.
Go for it.
The reason I really called back because
you wanted to tell us this is your favorite radio show and you love us.
The Germans really just turned a blind eye and said this couldn't possibly happen to us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Those railroad tracks go right straight to brand new gigantic biomass plants, which burns wood chips and anything.
Now I got a question for you, Richard. Let me ask you a question. Now, if America in the 312 million ratio, if they were really Americans and they were really patriots and they were really Christians. Now, do you think we'd have to be magnifying what the enemy is doing in this country? Do you think the enemy in this country would be doing their best to hide out somewhere in a closet because they were scared to death of the righteous throughout the land? See, we have to turn this because we need to understand something, my friend. The republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it, and this will remain the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. And folks, we don't take our counsels from our fears. I can't stand it. I can't stand when people just push the problem without bringing about the resolve. Where is the courage, friends? Let me tell you this. The Bible says that the righteous are called to be bold as lions.
Right.
Okay. And we have a strong confidence in the fear of the Lord because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We don't have to worry about what the enemy is doing as long as we're walking in the light as he is in the light. You see, because he promises that when we walk in the holiness by keeping his commandments, it's a work of the Holy Ghost of renewing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Because of his mercy, friends, he delivers up our enemies from before us. And I want to tell you how he's doing that today, namely in America. You have everything, America. And let me tell you what John Adams rightly said. He said, decadence follows luxury. That doesn't have to be what's in front of us. We can remain where we're at as long as we are a people that fear God and obey God because we love God. But this is what I want to say more than anything. If we stand up as a people across this country, together, united, as we're to be united, one nation under God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, based on the Mosaic Institution, which we are, there is no disputation, my friends, it is a fact. Once we get back to that and we stand together, we don't have to worry about what the enemy is doing. We can get back to what God said he was going to do to the enemy, and he'll rejoice over the righteous to do just that. So the question is, I have as America is, whose side are you on? Mm-hmm. Because when I hear people push fear and only fear, I cannot stand it. And let me tell you something. They're doing a disservice to their people. It's not my job to sell fear, friends. The only fear that I should be giving you is the fear of God, and it's a filial fear as a son to a heavenly father. For us to push a fear that paralyzes our people, you know what I say? I say, shame on you, big time. We should be empowering the people and equipping the people. And I'll tell you what, you say it for what you want to say it, and you say it and define it as you want to define it. When Stephanie was talking about how we need to get back to Christ, that is not a cliche thing to say for me. He is my life. And if he said that I am his inheritance, he said that I'm his inheritance. And a man, as John Knox, the Scottish reformer, rightly said, a man with God is always in the majority. I believe that, and I'll tell you why I believe that. Because he is faithful unto 1,000 generations, and he promises to be, in Jesus' name, in the generation of the righteous. But in the days of Jeremiah, when that prophet was going around, the Lord said, I can't find a faithful man that will execute justice and judgment. They're too caught up. They're caught up into their own thing, as our friend from California, John, rightly said. But when America gets back to who we are and we return to our God and we do it on his terms and keep his commandments, not his suggestions, therein lies our hope in Jesus Christ. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to him. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. And we will talk to you in just a short time here, friends. See ya.